something for the weekend. Good morning, it's Trina Mara. I'm delighted to have this man on the line today, Chris McElligott. He's going to fill me in about something that I know absolutely nothing about. And that's only Chris, by the way, because I don't know much about sport. Mind you, I was gutted watching Portugal and the Republic of Ireland and Ronaldo. I'm not a fan of Ronaldo anymore. Chris, can I ask your views on that?
Yeah, Trina. Always very disappointing. I mean, the lads were fantastic. I'm sure everybody is good for them as much as they are disappointed themselves with the defeat. They've done so well to hold out for so long.
That goalie is something else, isn't he? I think he's only 19. He's brilliant.
Good prospect. Yeah, good prospect. Came from Shamrock Rovers and is doing fantastically well at the moment.
I think the future is going to be bright now for the Irish, just from watching how they got on. Like, I mean, Ronaldo is going to be difficult anyway, but the last, to think that it all happened in the last few minutes, and that ref should have blown the whistle, shouldn't he? Anyway, let's move on.
It's a tough one to take, all right, when you see the time ticking away and then... Yeah. And then we can see it just after that time. So I suppose that's football, you know.
That's it. It's gas, isn't it? We always say, like, you know, the ref is always up for the other side when it's not going our way. And then we never mention the ref if it's going our way. But listen, you're here to tell me about something a little bit different. Tell me about what you're doing.
Yeah, I suppose first thing I've got to say, thanks very much for the opportunity to have a voice. Amputee football. There's not a lot of people who know a lot about amputee football, but it's a very, very engaging sport. It's very much around inclusion. I'm trying to give people the opportunity to play football again who have had some form of trauma in their life as an amputee. And also, I would think it's about, you know, giving them that opportunity. And if they have a love for football, this is, for an amputee, this is definitely the best thing you could hope for in regards to, or even imagine, and as close to mainstream football as you can get. So where a game is, you play amputee football, it's for men and women who have lost a limb, maybe that be a leg or an arm or a hand, and you can get the opportunity to play football. Although I will say, most individuals who have lost an arm or a wrist can still have the opportunity to play mainstream football. It's leg amputees who may find it hard to access football then going forward because there's health and safety concerns around wearing a prosthetic when you play. But in air game, it's totally different.
Okay.
In air game, it's played on crutches and you don't wear your prosthetic. And it's a very technical, fast-paced game. Goalkeepers have one arm and that can be gone from the wrist, the elbow or the shoulder. And an outfield amputee player is gone from the ankle, the knee or the hip. Now, we also have dispensation rules in there for players that we call les ultra players, which are players who have been born with a leg defect that does not work. So the leg can be still formed, but is non-functional.
Yeah.
And they can play. They can play in the game, but they still play on crutches. So everybody plays on crutches bar the goalkeeper.
What happens if you accidentally use the crutch and it hits off the ball?
Yeah.
Are the rules around that?
There are. The format of the game is a 7-a-side format game. The duration of the game is 25 minutes and a half. So 50 minutes overall at international level. And then for our league football, it's a little bit less, you know, and it's modified to suit the teams and the players that we have for new players who come in. So, yeah, the rules, and one of my referee friends would hate me for saying that the rules of the game. It's not the rules, it's the laws of the game.
The laws of the game, would you stop?
So the laws of the game state that the crutch is an extension of your arm. So if the ball hits off the crutch while your arms are in the air or in movement, it's a handball because it's an extension. But if your crutches are planted in the ground, i.e. you're using them as a movement and it hits the crutch, it's accidental, so it's play on.
Yeah. I'd say it must be quite sore then. You know, like, for example, like when you're playing a match and you get a bad tackle or something like that and you get a kick to the leg. Imagine getting a bang of a crutch to your good leg. That'd be bad, wouldn't it?
I mean, sometimes the accident may occur like that, but in real time, we've never, and I'm doing this game 14 years now, and I've never had that ever happen. It's a contact sport, in fairness, so, you know, like mainstream football, and if you hit your leg off a crutch or a crutch hits your leg by accident, it's not intentional. We still wear shin guards. It's never happened, in fairness, and we're quite lucky that way. But if we do, we have physios and all that. They'll be on hand to work on the players.
And Chris, are the players generally people who used to play football and then they lost their leg or their arm or whatever, for whatever reason, or are they people who are brand new to the sport?
Yeah, I mean, we have a couple of lads and individuals. We used to have a young female as well that played. She's retired now. But we generally have players who come to us who've never played football before, but have a love for the game of football. And we've also have players like myself who have played in the past. I've played at a high level League of Ireland and with a league one as well with St. Pat's. And I've played international football from a mainstream point of view. I've played international football at a younger age. So I always played football before, and I've thought since I lost my leg, there was no other avenue for me to go back and play. And then I found amputee football with a guy named Simon Baker from Limerick, and both of us formed the Irish Amputee Football Association with the help of the FEI, the Football Association of Ireland, and the coordinator there was Oisín Jordan at the time.
And Chris, tell me, what happened that you lost your leg?
Yeah, unfortunately, I was in a truck accident heading to a job in Wexford, in Bunclody, and unfortunately, an articulated truck came around the corner and jackknifed and hit me head on, took the leg clean off me. So, but it was just one of those things. I was in the wrong place at the wrong time.
Yeah.
And to be honest, football is my life before that. And now football has given me an outlet, and it's given me a purpose and a drive to move forward. It's also kept me nice and active. When I thought in the past, I wouldn't have had that.
That must have been absolutely devastating, because you even think, you know, when you see players and they get a bad injury to the leg, or even the Seamus Coleman break that time, I'll never forget that. And you kind of think to yourself, God, will they ever play again? So I'm sure for somebody like yourself, who was playing at that level, for an accident like that to happen, you must have just thought, I'll never, ever go near a football pitch again.
Oh, most definitely. And at least, you know, to be honest, Trina, I was going to work early so I could come back and play a match. So it was one of those situations where, you know, and it was just a friendly match, but I had such a passion for football. I had such a drive and a desire to be successful as a footballer. Not go away to England or anything like that, don't get me wrong, but be successful with my own club, be successful in what I did in regards to playing football. And amputee football has given me that drive back again, it has. And I'm now coaching and managing the Irish international amputee team, who travel away next week to play in Poland in the European Championships.
Isn't this unbelievable? And when you get people on board, like, it's hard to imagine that, you know, I'm sure when you get people who are interested in maybe doing it, they might feel, am I able to do this, or will it all be too much? Because, I mean, it's a fairly lengthy game, isn't it? You know, it's hard for the rest of us from the fitness levels, but especially if you're an amputee.
Yeah, no, listen, the thing is around amputee football is that people who come down to watch your game, and they may be amputees, look at their players and say, how will they ever get to that level? But they don't think about it from the point of view of that these same players started where they were and have got to that level over the period of time. Now, you can't go from A to Z in 5 seconds. So we have a development side. We have our underage academy where we have young kids who play as well with us. And they stay with the academy till they're 16 years of age and then move into senior football, into the international side of it, or into our league teams. That's the pathway we have there. So we go from the academy into the league teams, and hopefully them players then will develop and play international football at some stage.
Yeah.
Some may not, but some should and do.
It's brilliant as well, Chris, that you're the one coaching and involved in the whole thing, because you've been through this. You know exactly how everybody's feeling. You know the way you might think, oh, it's easy for somebody to tell me, you know, oh, you can do it, you can do it. They don't know, but you do know.
Yeah, no, exactly. And this comes into the opportunities that have opened for me since I've become an amputee and playing amputee football. I'm now a football development officer with the FEI around football for all. So I work with various different disabilities now, and giving adults and young kids the opportunity to play not just amputee football, but play various different formats of the game. Blind football, CP football, power chair football. My passion really is with amputee football, obviously for the obvious reasons.
Yeah.
But it's such a big world and big environment to be in for all these formats of the games. And I love my job. My job is the best job I could ever hope for. And I'm lucky to be surrounded by so many people who have passion for football. But with amputee football, it's really special for me. It's really special for my players. It's really special for the young and underage kids, girls and boys. I will say, though, with girls, it's a little bit more difficult for girls not to play football, but to come to terms with the fact that they're an amputee, because it's the whole feminine side of it, you know. So they lose that kind of sense of femininity, you know, where they used to wear dresses and skirts and stuff like that. You know, there's a prosthetic leg there now. Yeah. And football for them is a real outlet to get them, I suppose, confident. Uh-huh. And get them walking towards that confidence where they can, you know, they can be strong individuals.
So what's the plan then? Or I'm going to use a pun here. What's the goal for the team? What do you want to happen next now, Chris, with them?
I suppose we travel to the European Championships. We're in a group phase with Belgium, Germany and Russia. And we hope that we will be successful there and come out of that group and go into the quarterfinals and semifinals and maybe even the final. I suppose the biggest goal for us is next year we have a World Cup in Turkey. And the big thing for us is to make sure our league structure is sustainable by having more players come into it and growing from there, like, you know, and making sure that we have a football outlet for all those individuals who may want it.
So how do people kind of get involved in it if they are an amputee and they're thinking, maybe that would be something that I'd be into?
Yeah, I suppose the best thing to do is to contact us on our social media platforms. We have, you know, we're on Instagram, we're on Twitter, we're on Facebook. And we also have our website, www.IrishAmputeeFootballAssociation.com. We're available, you know, leave a message, we'll get in touch straight away.
And you have to do a trial, like the footballers going from team to team.
No, again, this is pretty unique in the sense that when amputees come and play, it's up to them. If they come and play and they feel they want to stick at it and want to stay at it, there's always a place for them. You know, again, I will emphasize that, you know, the game is played on crutches. So, you know, people can come down to us and have an experience playing on the prosthetic, but eventually we would like them to go and use the crutches and play on the crutches because these are the laws of the game when we play them, and we have to make sure that when the players do play, that they understand that, you know, it's not about wearing your prosthetic. If you wear your prosthetic and you're playing, other players are at a disadvantage to you. Yeah. So we want to make sure it's a level playing field, fair game to everybody.
Well, really, really interesting. I'm delighted I rang you now, Chris, because I didn't know about this before. And best of luck over in Poland. Is it the 12th of September it's happening?
The 12th it starts, 12th kicks off with the host, Poland playing, and then Ireland play Belgium on the 13th, and we play Germany on the 14th, and we play Russia on the 15th, then we get a day off
breaks,
on the 16th.
No breaks, yeah.
We're there till the 20th. We get a break on the 16th, and then we go into competition again 17th and 18th.
Well, the best of luck. We'll be cheering you on here from Ireland. Thanks so much for talking to us today, Chris.
Trina, absolute pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Cheers, so interesting.
Enjoy the rest of your day.
Oh, you too. Thanks a million. This is Something for the Weekend. It's Ireland's Classic Hits.